California Girls, David Lee Roth, 95.9. Bob FM, 817, as we cruise through this Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Blanche is here. Blanche Schmidt, how are you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you this
Things
morning?
Things going all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
all right. How's this weather? Are you a hot weather person? Are you a cold weather person? Are you a fall weather?
I am a hot weather person, but this is almost a little too hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and the humidity especially.
Yeah. I've been up since like 5 and ran this morning, and it was brutal running at 5:30. So, yeah, you're giving me that look.
You woke up at 5 to run.
Yeah. If you don't run then you can't run the rest of the day.
Okay.
It's just too hot.
All right.
So,
yeah,
there you go.
I get it. Wow. You said it was brutal. I think just the running is brutal.
Yeah. I almost feel like I left you speechless there for a second.
Yeah, I know.
So
like,
it was kind of weird.
Oh, I thought, man, when was the last time I was at 5 running?
Running. And not away from something.
Absolutely. Yeah. If something's chasing me, if there's a bear or something, I might do that. How far do you run?
This morning I ran 4 miles with a friend. Right. So I'm not the only crazy one. I had
a friend.
Is
that a big morning? Is that a regular morning?
It's kind of a regular morning.
Okay. So what do you ever like do 5 or 6 or like throw in some extra?
Yeah. On the weekends usually because it takes more time. You know, it's all about time.
So you... Your weekends, you add more?
Yeah, longer run on the weekends.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow, you're a fitness machine, Blanche. Holy cow.
I feel like we've really
you.
Deviated, huh?
But we really
now
have.
You know.
We're here to talk about the murder mystery. Murder at the Deadwood Saloon. It's coming up on August 8th.
Yep, yep.
And this will happen at the Burford. And that's what you were telling me, too. You were kind of reminding me a little bit because I was like, oh, now I'm tracking because it's a different kind of experience. Tell me about
yes,
that.
Yes, a murder mystery is... There are no memorized scripts or that sort of thing, but everyone that comes does get a character. So it is important that you buy your tickets ahead of time because you'll get a biography about what your character is like.
Right.
You don't be scared because some people you can either be really involved and have an important character that's like maybe going to get murdered, maybe be the victim, maybe the murderer, or you could be just basically a bystander and be there to try to figure it out.
Okay.
So you'll have a biography, maybe some clues you're supposed to drop. You know, it's kind of a little bit like the game of gossip, you know, because your goal is to kind of give your clues and figure out who the murderer is. The murder happens halfway through the event.
What if I get my character and I'm like, ooh, this is a little too much for me, maybe too involved? I mean, can you make adjustments to that?
You kind of can't. When you buy your ticket, we're selling the tickets at Schmidt Jewelers. So
okay.
When you come see me and you buy your ticket, I'll ask, you know, what level of involvement do you want? And if you just want
I see. Okay.
Then, yeah.
Then you're just kind of I got you.
You'll still have clues if you want to drop them to people. In this particular one, of course, it's the murder at the Deadwood Saloon. So a lot of the characters are saloon girls and gamblers and bankers and Southern Belle and a whole nice variety. So it'll definitely be the people that are coming. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And this includes dinner?
It does. Yeah, it includes dinner. Tickets are $30. Like I said, we are selling them at Schmidt Jewelers. You can call or you can come in. We do need them in advance because we do want everyone to have their character. You don't even have to, if you want to dress up and go full, you know, full on, you can.
Or
you just wear your normal clothes, come, kind of watch, you know.
Okay.
See what's going on. Try to figure out who is the murderer. There will be.
It really varies.
Yeah.
You can kind of make of it what you want to make of it, really.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right,
you
I got
can
you.
Participate as little or as much as you want to.
Okay.
And then also, there will be some small prizes, you know, not like extravagant prizes for the people that figure out who the murderer was and that sort of thing.
Didn't you say, Blanche, that you were murdered last time?
I was. Last time we did one, I was the bride, actually. I even had a wedding dress and everything, and I was murdered by the best man. So I don't
That's
think
heinous.
It's not me this time. I'm
it's
positive.
Not you.
So.
Okay, all right. You know, it's
I mean,
not
I don't
you
know. Even the one that ends up being the victim doesn't know till halfway through the thing because you'll have two envelopes.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, and you get a second envelope and it says your new clues that you have to kind of drop. The
yeah, last
half
time
of the
at what point was it where you were like, oh my goodness, I think it's me?
She, the Teresa Sprouse is kind of our director,
right?
And organizer, and she does a lot of work, a lot of great work putting it together.
Yeah,
she
I know
did
her,
it last time too.
Yeah.
Last time she did tell me before we went because she kind of warned me, but this time the murderer doesn't know, and I don't think the victim will know either
until
they get there.
Okay.
So,
all right,
but it will be only if you want a high involvement character.
So this happens at the Burford. It's murder at the Deadwood Saloon, and this is one of those things where you're going for a night of fun, right?
Oh,
I mean, you're going
entertainment.
To...
So, like I said, it'll be in some people will be in costume. I know saloon girls, you know. people, the marshal, you know, with the
this isn't that highbrow theater where you show up with a monocle and your opera glasses. This is fun. This is interactivity and all that.
Oh yeah, interaction, and we'll have some opportunities for you to take some selfies. The whole premise is that there's been this big poker tournament and someone's won, and of course someone's probably cheated, and so this is the after
someone
party.
Owes somebody money. Yeah. There's all that kind of stuff. Going
oh yeah,
on.
Very rustic feel to it.
I gotcha.
So like you're at an old Wild West saloon, so it'll be a little wild and western. So
how many of there are you that are like cast?
The main the bigger characters, I think there's like 20.
Okay. All right.
And then everyone else has kind of like supplement, like clues and things. So you do.
There's going to be a lot going on.
There is always a lot going on because, you know, the food will be, and everything's kind of happening in the whole room too, as you kind of, that's why it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of like the game of gossip because you're kind of like listening.
Right,
people,
sure.
You know, people will be accusing someone else, oh, you cheated or,
right.
You know, cheated on cards and that sort
of
thing.
It's like a big game of Clue.
It is.
Really?
It is.
Okay.
Interactive game of Clue. You also get some great food, and we are going to have a kind of right around the middle of it, we're going to have a pie auction too. So. And I already know that we'll have like
auctions.
A homemade caramel apple pie that the wonderful Pam Crane's donated for us. So.
I've had those.
Me too.
And they're really good.
They are.
She can make a mean pie.
She can. So that's exciting too. I mean, everybody likes dessert. You'll have dessert included, but you can bid
on
even more dessert because everybody needs more.
Sounds like it's going to be just a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun.
What you were saying, though, it's like none of this is really scripted. I mean, it's all on the fly.
It's, basically all impromptu.
It's improv.
Yeah, improv.
Really?
Yep.
Huh, cool. Yeah. All right, Murder at the Deadwood Saloon. It's coming up on Saturday, August 8th, Burford Theater. You need to buy your tickets in advance, though, as you heard Blanche just say, Blanche Schmidt, that is. You got to do this stuff in advance because you're going to get a little character development and that kind of thing. Party starts at 6, so don't be late.
Mm-hmm. Right, we'll start everything right at... Doors open a little bit early, but we'll definitely be starting all the action at 6 o'clock. And you don't want to miss any opportunity to get any clues.
And you've talked to me about this before, but I mean, we end up, I mean, you've wanted to do these because they're the kind, you get a lot of good response from people. They it. It's fun.
It is. After the last one, I can't remember how many years ago it's been. After we did the last one, we had several people keep asking us, when are you going to do another murder mystery?
Right,
so
sure.
People enjoy it. I mean, it's always great to get everybody an opportunity to act and to be a part of the theater.
And it's a little more laid back and... Yeah. Don't take yourselves all that seriously.
Yeah, you cannot take yourself seriously.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great fun.
And I get a hold of you at Schmidt Jewel.
Yep. Call me 442-3045 or stop in and we can get tickets and then we'll get character bios to you. It is at the Burford Theater. We're working in, it's Arc Valley Players is kind of where the main organizers of it, working in part with the Burford Theater. And like I said, Teresa Sprouse is directing us and it's going to be a great time and you'll just be sad that you missed out.
That's Blanche Schmidt right there. And all this running gives you the stamina to...
Hopefully.
Be up there for theater.
I got my costume yesterday. So
is
I'm
there
excited.
Any running in the in
Not
the production?
That I know of.
You
Not
don't
that
take
I know
off
of.
Like
yeah.
running around or anything
no,
like that.
No, thank goodness. Yeah.
The best thing too, or one of the great things about this is happening at the Burford, which when you're talking about theater and
it's the perfect it's
that
the perfect
classic
setup.
Feel.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Gets you the
great
nice
place
environment.
To do it. Yeah. Yeah.
And you get of course the bar will be open so people can buy drinks if they want to.
I was gonna ask you that too, because it is a saloon, so are you gonna have any themed drinks or anything like that? Is there gonna be like a pink squirrel or something like that?
I don't there will be themed drinks. I don't know exactly.